the result has got no relation with your duty. You go on doing your duty, don't leave it. And the result is the mind. Don't worry about the result. All the fully attain your concentrative only in discharging of duty. All attention devote only to discharge duty perfectly and don't look after the consequences. It is in my hands, not in you. It is in the hand of the resultant of the whole process. But that is the special characteristic of the advice in Bhagavad Gita nowhere. One German scholar called when I was a scholar student, I came to this sort of
understanding.
Okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Krishna, Jai Gaur. And the Hitler's dictation was very favorite to me. He asked the ladies to go to home, leave the office work, and give good sons, and shall reward him. You will go home. And give me wealth, friends, kindred, and I shall rear you all. This is Indian culture, nearer to Indian culture. And the way he told a man who is afraid of the battlefield, and a woman who is afraid of the child bath. Yeah. What is this? That room. And they are the worst kind of men and women. Women must not be afraid of the pain of child bath. And a man must not be afraid of dying in the battlefield. The president told that. I am going to go. The first great one. About him we are told his mother was a British speaker and he was German. The German generally they hate the British. Once when he was young, he was playing with his mother's brother's sons. What is it?
Cousin.
Maternal cousin. He was playing. And anyhow, his child came into the nose of some blood oozing. Then he was very much enraged. And told, let the British blood start flow away from my body. Let the British blood flow. The mother came from Tibet. So he was very much proud of that German blood. And that was first one we are told of three nation, three ocean. Kaiser fought for three nation and three ocean. Why the British will have control over the whole of the ocean, whole of the ocean. British was in full glory of its power at that time. Yadar Chitinomani of Stamitanayala. Sun never set in the British kingdom. Hari called Satpara. Hari was moving all over the home. There is the baskets in the 50th. That is the house of Satpara. It's a prison house of Satpara. Now I go to the
room. Maharaj,
yeah.
The first time the Brihat Bhagavamritam was spoken, was it Uttara from Purikit Maharaj?
Purikit beginning is that.
He had that much realization?
Very small time left between the hearing of Parikshit and his death. So we departed away after there is another book where it is mentioned. Sukhdev went away and the Parikshit has little time to be bitten by the snake, and just at that time Uttara, Parikshit's mother, came. Approached him, came and told, what is your heart? Speak it with mercy. And in a small span of life, Parikshit, he gave the summary, the substance of what he heard from
Shukadeva.
And that is the basis of Bhagavad Gita. And there is a book where it is mentioned. It is mentioned there. Samandagya. Where we are. What is our environment? This real Bhagavatam is empty. Because this is the life, progress, step by step, being in front of the least life I'm living here. The deep of spiritual knowledge and the highest attainment. Gradual pass, so God go for you out. So then we have kind of the spiritual kingdom. Which country is where? Which country is where? We have a conception of that. Then any analogy we can crack it immediately.
That's a little problem.
Once this now, he became Dr. Dakshita, you know. In Dharuka, Krishna was sitting with the Rukmini Shattava, and he sent, with some purpose, he sent Guru to bring some blue lotus. And the Guru went to bring lotus, and that was under the jurisdiction of Hanumanji. Hanumanji knew it. And Krishnaji was to check the price or something like that of Guru, Sudarshan and Satyavama. These three he wanted to check their
In Ramchandra Leela, Garuda
check their bharavahi manu. Their pride to come. But we are very, I want to say, Hanuman's pride was
checked.
And by Guru's
pride.
Pride was crushed by Hanuman. Yes?
Anuradha.
Oh, Anuradha came. Taking so much risk. And then Sudarshan was also. He was left on the outside checking back. His pride was also checked. And Hanuman coming, Jai Ram, Jai Ram. He's chanting the name of Ram, Ram. He does not know his object of worship than Ramchandra, none but Ram. Then Krishna, he asked Satyabhama, oh, Hanuman is coming, I must take the figure of Ramchandra, and you can be the figure of Satyabhama. Satyabhama could not do that. So he had to go to go under the throne. And he asked his name, Devi, you try to get the figure of Sita. The queen managed that, and then she sat on his left side, and Krishna began Ram. Then Hanuman came, and he told Guru Lotus, worshipped Ram Chandra. And then after some time, he died. Then Satyabhama, he was insulted rather, and had pride that he is the highest, holds the highest position of all the queens. And that was quenched. And Sudarshan, he was moving on the gateway, and Hanuman told him, I want to go. Oh, where do you go? I shall go and take permission, then I shall help. One man threw his finger within that round
ring
thing, and suddenly swelled his finger, and it became like a ring in the hand of, in the finger of one man. And the Guru, he took him in his armpit. Then Krishna gradually released and wished, as no sooner you are here. Oh, Guru, armpit. Yes, they can start giving in this. Wanted to check that right. They didn't need armpit. Everything is there, but the standpoint is just for you. That is Leela. All surrender. All surrender to the center. Everything is just like this. It is perverted reflection, and that is the original movement. So all similar. Only the standpoint is just opposite. Standpoint is one, the Buddhist sacrifice, and the one in the Buddhist sacrifice in principle. Or the spirit, the principle of that question, and the principle of that justice. Nothing knowledge. Internal adjustment. The question, the love is there. Adjustment question. But Guru Maharaj knows every now and then we use this word. Religion is proper adjustment. We are in proper adjustment. Adjustment of the whole. And the conception of the whole also varies according to different stages of understanding. The highest adjustment in grief, adjustment with the love, that is the highest. So no complaint, there can be nothing. Only if there is something else, then there is defect in the adjustment. Nothing but adjustment. Poison becomes medicine, yeah. And medicine becomes poison. What is medicine of Mayavadi? That is poison to the people. Liberation, the question of non-differentiated liberation, that it has to go. That is their nectar. That is their highest form of medicine at that. And that is poison to your question. And none wants slavery. Everyone hates slavery. But slavery to the loving and professional, that is the highest attainment at all. Highly, most highly valued. But as much as according to the degree of slavery, let our position dignify and dignify. Slavery is not so cheap in that high standard. Slavery means unconditional surrender. All self surrender, all slavery. It requires the greatest power to be so much self-abnegated. Self-abnegation, selfishness means aggression, exploitation. And to dissolve the so-called selfishness of aggressive nature, defeat all hope, and hold the percentage in its core, and that core is love. To have correction by the যদি দৌড় না হতো কেমন হইত কেমন গৌরাঙ্গ If Guru did not come, he could not have any taste of the highest food. Then how it would be possible for me to eat? It is so much sustaining, nectar. So much high degree of sustenance I find from this nectar brought by Guru that I found nothing if he did not come. How could I eat? Without my such high prospect of life, I could not know myself, my own goodness. I was a best foreigner to my own self. He came and showed myself how beautiful I am, how hard it has been. So much dignity of mine and has shown to me. I was divided of that I was living so long, long ages. The Gauranga took the key of my own home, the sweet home. He has taken, he has given me the key of my own home, my sweet home. How could I live with Gauranga being not come? So much wealth I have got in it, I could not do. Such way he is not. How indebtedness to Gauranga. I'm on a way to Tamil Nadu. I'm going to go to Malala Ramana. My whole property is sadly somehow. Who could bring this? They have not invited to me the signet of my life, signet success of my life. Vasagurjariya Pasadunishiya Gorete Kono Vahyuni. But what sort of gratitude I can show to Gauranga? Nothing. He has given so much, but I have given nothing. So I am a stone. This heart is a stony heart. I cannot show my the proper thankfulness to that Gauranga who has given me so much. Vasudeva hiya pasane nishiya goyache kusumbhati. O cruel creator, what stony heart you have given to me that I cannot show my proper respect to that Gauranga who has given me so much. This cannot do my spirit. These are the feelings of the devotees, not men of Gauranga. They are impressed with so much benevolence, magnanimity. Gauranga, Shreya, the land of Gauranga. How you are feeling? The example of Hitler in my religious lectures. Hitler classified the general public into four classes. Clever, lazy. Clever, industrious. Stupid, lazy, stupid, industrious. He told that generally I feel that the working people with clever and industrious. But clever and lazy, I put them at the head of the department. A peculiar thing. Clever and bliss. Because they are clever, they can manage. And because lazy, at the time of need, they can come with fresh energy. And those that are clever and industrious, they are always laboring, and they are finished. At the time of need, no energy, fresh energy can come from them. That was Jesus. And those are stupid and lazy, and try to give some sort of engagement. But I am always keeping so far off from the stupid and the industrious. They will do always wrong, and some other hands would be necessary to do away with their wrong. So the Kurmis, the exploitations, they are stupid and industrious. And to stupid and lazy are the renunciations, Buddhist Sangha, the Mukti Kami. And clever and industrious are the devotional groups, clever and industrious. And the clever and the lazy is Krishna. In this way, I used to exemplify to the public. The whole staff is clever and industrious. They are always engaged in service. And cleverly, not receiving their energy. And the opposite is the Kurmis called exploitations. They are digging their own grave. They are prey to the reaction. They have reaction that is equal and opposite. Or is taking loan and thinking that I am making progress. Stupid and lazy. Stupid and lazy, the Mayavadi. Mayavadi. They only go to the Atsisa and know that is nothing. No more. No more land to go up there. They dig their own grave and enter there and finish it there. They're stupid and lazy.
Maharaj, you said that the goal of the Buddhas is the Viraja. Yeah, what is that? That is the
Viraja Prakriti Nirman and the Bhaj, the last extremity of the exploiting energy. Energy of exploitation. Coming in no contact with their permanent soul with it. And the Sankara Brahma Nirman that comes to touch their own self, soul, and not towards upper connection of the soul. Apara yam, Vidastvandhan Prakritim Vidhime Para, Para Prakriti. And the internal potency are known to them. To Para Prakriti, Brahma Nirman. Brahma Nirman. To come anyhow to the consciousness that I am a particle of consciousness and no more. In the world of consciousness there are so many things that they do not care to know that or to enter there. Arujya kisre na param padam tatat patant adhu anadita jushadam. Go up to Apsisa, with the passport, go to the limit of the country, but without visa, have to come back. No other alternative. Shukha told that your visa example has given a very clear conception of the Swarup Shakti. The visa. Passport is not everything. That is mukti. To go to the Bhajya land. Last extremity you can go. Passport. Passports of two kinds. One within the country and another that you have a glance of the other country standing on this here. So this is that land and this is ours. Chanting. Hare Krishna. Viraja brahma bhed, brahma loka bhedi param bhom pai, bhakti data. One who gets the seed of devotion, their progress goes and it crosses the area of viraja and then that of brahma loka and then enters into Vaikuntha, the cosmos, the spiritual cosmos. Viraja brahma loka bhedi param bhom pai, the sarvim cosmos, they enter. And the lower part is calculative cosmos, and the highest part is calculative, spontaneous, automatic. Service is automatic, you do not know, just a reflexive action. Digestion, so the other things within our system is going on unknown of our consciousness. They are doing their own. We do not know. That is the, what is that called? Reflection of. So that's not voluntary. What is not voluntary?
Involuntary.
Automatic.
Automatic. That has got a technical name in the system, the whole system of digestion. We do not know anything. Without our knowledge, they are doing. And that is, has got some technical name. So it is like that. Unconsciously, they are engaged in service. They cannot but do that. Cannot but do that. This is the Bhajabhami is taken by Sri Manju Adi to his form. Is it not?
Yes. That's just Mother Indira. She told me that Bhajabhami and Manju Adi came to London to get back the other girl, Iskon. She was being preached on the way by Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya, one devotee, Iskon devotee, she met on the plane. He preached to her.
She had a hard time in Nepal, so. Let us try to think it is all for the best. It is all for the best. We may or may not know. What is that?
That is the video.
Oh,
that's what I said.
On this side?
Yeah.
The hand.
Oh,
no. The hand problem is very, very cheap. His eyes old, Hari Bhavan. His eyes old, Hari Bhavan. His eyes old. His eyes old, Hari Bhavan. Jai Gauri Om.
Maharaj, our God brothers were not successful in their preaching in Germany. They have tried for some years, but they have not been successful there.
But I heard it is in back to Godhead. How should Maharaj went there? The German people there banned any kirtan and the preaching in the public places. Only they can do in within the room. And some broke the law and preached in the street, so they were put into prison. And the Hamsudas Maharaj went there, and there was a case in the court, and he pleaded himself, and he impressed the solicitor of the opposite party as well as the judge that they were there, what they are doing, it is for the service of the Lord. They have no right to stop it, because still they take the rule in the name of the judge also. They have an oath in the name of the Lord and the justice in the court. They take the law in the name of the Lord. They take the oath in the name of the Lord. So it is over the government system. The law of God, they admit that it is over the man-made government. So they should not do this. And since they are the illusions there, slack to their control, I was told that it is not true. Why the German people, they are apathetic? Because the source is from America. They have got that apprehension. They are still suffering from the polio. But Eisenhower, who was the general of the opposite party, he was a German. Einstein, who lived in Germany, who invented that atom bomb, which concluded the war against Germany. So Germany is mainly afraid of the opposite camp. So much so that they do not like that something from America will come, and what color it is coming and how, what color it will take the last time, and what disaster they will come in our country. That means still lingering there. Go. Eisenhower was a German blood, and Einstein. They were the two main causes of the defeat of Germany. In both the great wars, America came in the last time and crushed German people. Clever and industrious. This is the very nature of German people. Even Churchill, when it happened, came in such a position war that Germany will jump on the shore of England. It was apprehended, and France was captured. And the Germany now we must jump over England. At that time, Churchill is giving warning to the people. Don't think that our navy will be able to protect them. Even any time they may land some land force to the shore, the land soldiers will also be very much attentive. rock. At that time, he told they are working with Jarvan thoroughness.
Hmm.
That came from the mouth of Churchill, the worst enemy of Jarvan. Jarvan thoroughness is an idiomatic word. What they can do thoroughly. So much thoroughness in activity is never found elsewhere.
Hmm.
It came from the mouth of Churchill himself, with Jarvan thoroughness. That is their national characteristic. What they do well. Industrious and clever. And the chief in British India, the German mercantiles used to come to India. Efficient, also cheapest thing. None could compete with them. Then Japan came to compete with Germany. More cheap, but not things, good things. But German speaking language, things are good and also cheap. So none could cope with them in this affair. A nation blessed with much exceptional quality, and their appreciation for India is solid. Rabindranath, when our Guru Maharaj wanted to send preachers to England, he sent his followers, Ban Maharaj and others, to Rabindranath. He said, these are the nice words we say. Rabindranath, we want to go to England, but they are proud of their rulers and we are ruled. So they won't care to hear your words. And if you go to France, France also, it can take easily and they also shake up easily. And America has been, the field has been wasted, exploited. So many yogis and others went there to preach something, and the specialists mixed with the ladies with some yoga system and practiced bad name for India. So rather go to Germany. They have got a real understanding. They do not take anything easily, but when they appreciate, they take it rightly and hold it, accept it. A solid name. They have Rabindranath. Go, Germans. Sharmanya.